10 o'clock every morning round about this time. Barbara Friedman helps us take a look at what's trending online. She and her team, of course, look at our social media and our website, capetalk.co.za. Of course, stage 6 is what everyone is tweeting and hunting on about.
Hunting on.
I've been hunting on about it a little so about the last few days.
Yeah, I think for me it's been sort of quite, it's been this thing of my area has this sort of 6 a.m. load shedding, so you sort of have to stumble around a little bit in the dark. Well, one does anyway, but you, also.
You swap between the Atlantic seaboard and the deep
mostly
south.
Mostly here, yeah.
Mostly here. Do you have issues with generators?
So I noticed a few months ago there was one in the area I live in, this area, that was somewhere across the road. It was very loud, and at 2 a.m. when there was load shedding, that's when you hear it. So you don't hear it in the day if it kicks in. It's more in the night. And there was only one that I could tell, and it would really wake me up. And I always thought, why do you need your generator on at 2, you know, if that's when your load shedding's off? In the daytime, I don't notice. I mean, I'm mostly not there. I'm at work. And anyway, there's noise. But, you know, like at night, everything's amplified. And it's funny also, I notice at night when load shedding kicks in, it's amazing how quiet it is. It's amazing how all our collective fridges and things like that make that hum, that white noise hum.
Barbara, what are you? What's your strategy? So if it's a daytime load shedding, or particularly if it's a nighttime load shedding, do you build up? Let's say load shedding starts at 8 o'clock.
Mm.
Do you build up and you get all your things done and all your lights and you sit there and wait?
No. Okay,
or do you get things ready, but you keep on working and you save a document?
Yeah, I have a very simple thing because I don't have any fancy backup stuff or power units. I just make sure that at work now I always have my laptop and my phone charged. It happened on Friday that I forgot everything and it all went off. And then I like to get home before load shedding starts and make sure that I've got some food cooked, especially in winter, and that I've got my stuff all ready, charged. And then I have a dongle at home that lasts about 2 hours, so I can still watch series and things like that.
I noticed this.
And I can survive for 2 hours quite easily.
I noticed this almost religious ritual.
It's
like we're taking out the menorah candles.
Yes,
and
correct.
In other words, the little solar powered lamps, and we're placing them on the dinner table.
Yeah,
and then we making sure all the lights are off before, so that we don't want to fall asleep. And then
that's almost religious
of how we prepare for nighttime load shedding.
Last night, actually at midnight at 12:30, when the power came back on in my area, I must admit I'd forgotten, and so I sort of woke up to all the lights being on. And that's not great.
But anyway, Business Day is reporting. Gosh, we've been gaggle about this for a while. Business Day was reporting that there were high-level political maneuvers behind the scenes to find a resolution to
the strike.
Essentially, the strike that brought us to this point. The strike didn't bring us load shedding in general, but strike bring us to stage
pushed us over the edge a little bit.
And then Cyril Ramaphosa's spokesperson is quoted as saying that the president demands an end to load shedding. It's not like we've been saying, we're comfortable with it for the last 15 years. Of course we demand the end to load shedding.
Yeah, it's sort of stating the obvious sort of statement that the spokesperson must have said to the Business Day reporter. And you kind of go, really, is that the strongest statement you can make?
No, I'm actually okay with it.
I'm okay.
No,
we actually quite enjoy load shedding, but now it's got to a point where, we think it should be stopped with immediate effect. I don't know where we go from here, Lester. I mean, we just listened to, we're listening to you talking to the mayor. Also things like the red tape. I hope that all starts to be sped up, so that we can all make a plan.
Moving to legal and music news. R. Kelly sentenced to 30 years in federal prison for sex trafficking and abusing young girls. It's one example where I cannot separate the artist from his art. I remember, I used to love his music. I used to...
I believe I can fly.
No, not that.
Not that one.
But now, ever since the allegations of...
You stopped listening.
Completely stopped R. Kelly.
And it's one of those questions I always ask about these artists. Do you still listen to, you know, I could name a few. And it's always a debate that people seem to struggle with. Mm. Look, I think, and I was chatting in the office before this, and a couple of my colleagues said, you know, it's taken so long for the sentence to be handed down. It's been so long since all these allegations were first made, and they find that a bit annoying. And I suppose, you know, we say the wheels of justice take a long time, but there is something. I remember when it was at its height, this issue, and those documentaries came out, and we listened to all the victims. But it's taken quite a few years before the sentence was handed down. And I suppose the question is also, does he still make a ton of money out of his music?
He does.
And what does that mean for, I mean, Walid, your show producer, was raising that with me before.
Well, he was saying,
you know, does this maybe, is there some ruling that some of that gets paid out to his victims?
I have heard that as part of a civil case to compensate his victims, that the proceeds of songs that are streamed gets diverted to a program
which makes
for the victims
a lot of sense.
I still won't listen to him.
You won't. So who is?
And then finally, there was, we are not hinting at all to our bosses here, but there was a radio station in Vancouver where some DJs were fired and it went absolutely mayhem on them.
Let's just start playing this track. Okay, so what we're playing there is a track by Rage Against the Machine.
What a great way to start a Thursday morning.
And this is the radio station that we're talking about, called Kiss Radio 104.9 FM. And this song, Killing in the Name, they played the sanitized radio version to leave out the F-bombs. So it began playing in the morning, and it kept playing over and over and over and over again. So there was a lot of speculation as to whether this was a protest, whether this was actually just the radio station's marketing ploy to announce that programming lineup was about to change because these DJs had left. So I just thought that was kind of an interesting... Whether it came from the station itself or whether it was sabotage of some kind.
So what happened? These two DJs got fired, and in as a form of protest... Someone just put Rage Against the Machine on loop. We already have listeners here say, yes, Rage Against the Machine in the morning, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Killing in the name of. Now you do what they told you. Now you do what they told you. Now you do what they told ya. Now you do what they told ya. Now you do what they told ya.
You know, if you want to get the anarcho-socialist revolutionary fired up, there was definitely a reason they played this song.
Definitely.
Definitely. Right on. Righteous. Righteous, my sister.
Righteous.
Barbara Friedman joins me every morning round about this time, lets us know what's trending online, even Rage Against the Machine, early in the morning. Love it. 021-446-0567. Drop me a WhatsApp. 072-567-1567.